down up a bag, running the streets. You heard that? All that gunplay tunes? No good over here. My sheets, pay them no mind. These niggas is creeps. Come to the smoke, I move like a G. Let's go. Easy, do it with ease. Niggas is washed, you fucking with me. Moving with racks, they all in my jeans. Got a bad bitch, she do what she please. Calling me daddy. Shout out to my brother Mixy Payne too, man. Definitely pulled up last night. Sales was popping. Fuck if you told. Let's get it. Put you in motion. I'm not a killer, but don't give me a motive. I just gotta walk in. Now they hating, now they talking. Don't see your drip like this too often. Movada on my wrist and they trying to get it off me. Whoa, hold on. For what? They ain't even cutting it close. Talk too much. Y'all be doing the most. Won't lose your life cause you cuffing these hoes. We hit them, y'all don't want none of that smoke. I like the chief, you niggas ain't low, you don't walk with the beast. I'm always on go. I'm always on go, let's run up the breeze. Smoking that dank, hit my tea with Febreze. Leo ass think you gon' be on the tee. Shout out to my brother Spartacus. Spartacus, what's good?
You're listening to the sound of the crowd pleaser. DJ Oso MP3. DJ Oso, drop that joint.
Flex on me. Lee, don't flex on me.
Hey!
Lee, don't test on me.
What's up?
Bless on me. I chew bless on me. XOC. Got beer racks on me.
Let's go!
Drip it sauce on me. The recipe. Yeah, I got it.
Shout out to my guy, 2 Point. 2 Point, what's good?
Stress on me. Stress on me. I can't do your stress on me. I'm finna kill it,
sir. Got the piss. You know the vibes. Butters Basics. DJ Oso MP3. I'm in the building.
Flex on me. Please don't flex on me.
This that flex on me right here, you heard?
Flex on me. Please don't
flex on me.
Please don't test on me. Please don't bless on me. I chew bless on me.
Let's go.
XOC. Got beer racks on me. Got sauce on me. Drip it sauce on me. The recipe. Yeah, I got the recipe. Head to feed like a sauce and ranch on me. Stress on me. I can't do your stress on me. I've been solid from the start like a big stone. Beat 10 toes the only way I move. Freddie Flintstone.
Let's go.
If the only day we cool is a bright.
2 Points. What's good? 2 Points.
No more kidding.
Hey.
Lee, don't flex on me.
Flex on me.
Don't flex on me. Bless on me. Got me bless on me. G-O-D. Yeah, thank you for your peace.
What's up?
Flex on me. Lee, don't flex on me. Flex on me. Lee, don't flex on me. Bless on me. Got me bless on me. G-O-D, yeah, thank you for your peace. Oh, yeah,
you know the vibes. Happy birthday, Fancy Mars. That dirty 30. Yes, it's Fancy Mars' birthday last night. Yes. Fancy Mars, what's good, baby? I ain't worried about much. Happy birthday. Let's go.
Spotlights on me, me. I won't miss a beat. I'ma make you get out your seat and come vibe with me. Come wine with me. Get lost in time with me. Party to the sunrise with me.
What we say?
Worry about much.
Worry about much.
Worry about much. Worry about much. Worry about much. Worry about much. Cause I got
lyrics. What's good, lyrics? I see you out there, my brother. What's up? Happy birthday, Fancy Mars.
Spend the time with me.
You know what it is. Coney Island, what up?
Much,
Brooklyn, what up, Brooklyn? Ain't no changes over here, man. We still moving forward, you heard?
Daddy, you met your match. Beautiful, on my waist to snatch my essay fat. The way I whine, more smacking than it is.
I ain't worried about much, man.
That I'm about to blow up.
I ain't worried about much.
I'ma
so know what's up.
I'm full about my paper.
Stack it up.
I'ma make you get out your seat and come vibe with me. Come wine with me. Get lost in time with me.
Ronisha, what's good, Ronisha? I see you, boo. What's up?
I ain't worried about much.
Shout out to my brother Trav Mueller. Trav Mueller, what's up? Fabio Foreign, what's good? This that Loca right here. But it's basics. What's up?
gun on me, she gon' be the holster. Doodle on the home, nigga, I don't gotta coach her.
Bring it from the top. Trav Moolah, what's up? Fabio Foreign, what's good? I see y'all out there working, man. This that Loca right here, y'all. Butters Basics. Feel the vibe at DTF. Let's go. Here we go.
Boy, you better watch how you approach her. If I got that gun on me, she gon' be the host. Doodle on the home, nigga, I don't got a coach. And she never tell a nigga what I told her. Hold up, that's my little loca. I tell her, baby, can you fucking with a soldier? Nigga up early in the morning.
RX, RX, what's good?
Get the money, that's for both of us.
Share that live, share that live. What's up?
Dick all day, she be fiending.
She be fiending.
And she don't smoke weed, so you ain't no steaming. And every time she saw me, I was gleaming. And every time I fucked her, I was cheating. I always had money in my jeans. And if I ever said I love her, I ain't mean it. And she let me do what I wanna. And we laid up, that's the move for the summer. She said I make it nervous. But she know it's worth it. She know what I do.
Let's go.
She know that I'm smooth as a mother, same shit.
You know the vibes.
Can't shit. You can have my heart, this shit vacant. Fake it, don't break it. Every time I fuck, I'm on some ape shit. And every time I drink, I'm on some late shit. And every time you talking, you on some fake shit. Every time they hear my song, they on some replay shit. But you better watch how you approach it. If I got that gun on me, she gon' be the host. Doodle on the home, nigga, I don't got a culture. And she never tell a nigga what I told her. Hold up, that's my little loca. I tell her, baby, yeah, you fucking with a soldier. Nigga up early in the morning like Folger. She gon' get the money, that's for both us.
She a vulture. She gon' do it just for the culture. Yeah, I keep it tight, it could touch you. I could put a pussy on a poster.
On a poster.
I don't do the plain Jane. Only BBS for the damn brain. Don't play around, I don't leash things, girl. I don't give a damn if you wanna come get my chain, girl. You can't even touch this light, girl. Yeah, I'ma show you how I wild. Money on me, different time. Everything on me, yeah.
Shout out to my brother CJ in the building. CJ, what's good, man?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He gonna be DJ Oso personal photographer, man. This nigga get the bomb flex, bro.
You're listening to the sound of the crowd pleaser. DJ Oso. DJ Oso. Drop that joint.
You know the vibes. Just that break your back. Hot Boy Hazy. What's good, Hot Boy Hazy? What's up? Yeah, break your back. I threw this song last night. The spot went crazy. You heard?
Started in your DM.
Let's go.
Oh, now you my PM. Oh wait, and we shining like a 3M. Wait, and
Hot Boy Hazy, what's good? Break your back.
Break your back.
Throw it back. What's up?
Started in your DM. Hit it from the back. Oh, now you my
BM.
Wait, and we shining like a 3M. Wait, and they asking about us, nigga. We
what's up?
Hit it from the back and she gon' wind up on it. Put it in her, let her down up on it. Okay. Wait, oh my god, she gon' grind up on it. Wait, this that fucking never. Whoa, wait. She know who I'm motherfucking better than. All up in the pussy like a motherfucking veteran. Yeah, I said I can. Yeah. So I give it to her just like I said I can.
Going off the juice, shit.
Shout out to my guy Gage. Gage, what's up, Gage? This that pain right here, this that pain. No regrets, y'all.
Not give a fuck what you do say.
What's up?
Know that you wanna see me down and up, a nigga, I'ma do me.
Hey,
nigga
take care of his biz. A real nigga take care of his kids, and that's real shit. I done been 4 years old, homeless with my moms and my brothers, that's it.
Real shit.
I ain't got a lot, nigga. Never had to sell a pie, nigga. Just me, myself, and I, nigga. But no difference, beef, I'm a ride, nigga.
That's straight homicide, nigga. 4/5 on the hit when I ride, nigga.
Couldn't catch me slipping if you tried, nigga. And I put that on God.
Yeah!
Grandma just died, nigga.
Hold your head young, we gon' get by, nigga.
But every night that I try to go to sleep, I be looking to the cell and thinking to myself, why, nigga?
You already know the vibes, DJ Oso MP3, man.
You niggas scared, you shouldn't have let me in. Yeah. Like gone off the douce. Gone off the douce. Gone off the
douce.
Shit got me wiggin' like a toupee. Wear my clothes for a week straight. I ain't up the trap since Tuesday.
You're listening to the sound of the crowd pleaser. DJ Oso MP3. DJ Oso. Drop that joint.
Nigga take care of his biz.
Take care of his kids. That's real shit, nigga.
Been 4 years old, homeless.
You ain't taking care of your kids. Don't talk to me, man.
I ain't got a lot, nigga.
That's a fact.
Sell a pie, nigga. Just me, myself, and I, nigga. But no difference, beef, I'm a ride, nigga.
That's straight homicide, nigga. 4/5.
Yo, this shit hit close to home, Gage. I fuck with you for this one.
And I put that on God.
Let's go.
Grandma just died, nigga.
Hold your head young, we gon' get by, nigga.
I be looking to the cell and thinking to myself, why, my nigga? My mind is in the asylum, you see that I'm checking in. I know that you niggas scared, you shouldn't have let me in. Yeah. I'm giving you food for thought, but you lacking the etiquette. Woo. You know that I'm never seeing, the devil will never win. Oh.
I ain't got no regrets.
I'm
up now doing me.
I ain't got no regrets. Let's go. I ain't got no regrets. We ready, bottom? Let's go.
Casting 24/7.
You know that is.
You know that is.
365 days a year. 366 if it's a leap year. DTFradio.com. We never stop.
Awesome. Happy Sunday Fun Day, everybody in the world. We are internationally local, and it is the Butters Basic Show. That was DJ Oso MP3 on the ones and twos just now. Oso,
yes.
Don't be a stranger.
No, I'm not going to be a stranger.
Tell the world where they can find you.
Well, you can find me at DJ Oso MP3, or you can just find me where it's smoking at. Wherever the fire is at, trust me, I'm in the middle of it all.
I'm done. Listen, I love the last song that you just said by Certified Gage.
Yes, Certified Gage, I ain't got no regrets.
I worked with him a couple years ago. You know, he's under management here at DTF Radio, which is a really excellent look for him because he networks himself like a motherfucker. It's a good look. The song was dope.
Very dope song.
What did you like about that, what he was talking about right
the
there?
The fact that he was keeping it 100, like, you could feel the pain. When you feel that pain, you feel it. You feel what he was going through at that moment. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Gage, man, for releasing that pain to me, man. I appreciate that joint, Gage. I ain't got no regrets.
I like what he was talking about in the song. You know, it's the Butters Basic Show. You know, we've been focusing a lot lately on anger management for the diaspora, in which I believe this is part 6. So I'm really happy to have this ongoing here. I got a lot of great people in the room, and I always love to thank my ancestors for being a part of my existence and bringing me forward to this day to breed the greatness that's around me. Really dope. I'm happy to have y'all here. Yo, sitting to the left of me, one of the best for me and you. It's DJ Hannibal, man. Hannibal.
Hannibal is in the building, and you can definitely find me on the gram at DJ Hannibal 06 and also on SoundCloud at DJ Hannibal 06. Life is good and music is life.
They find your music there? Like what you looking extra every smooth today done shaved off. Or you got the clean motherfucking face of the ladies looking right now, everybody paying attention, and he's so Afrocentrically what?
I would say I'm focused on the fact that our history began before slavery, before Europe, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, sitting to the left of you, the best of you, Miss Peachy Suze is sitting
Hi
with us,
guys.
Everybody.
It's
Peachy Sue, Sunday's Brunch Show.
Let me see if any of my...
Big up. Big up.
Go, Peachy.
Catch me 12 to 1 every Sunday.
Sunday's Brunch, man, Sunday at DTF Radio. We have an excellent, excellent time here every weekend, I swear. And I just feel like the energy is built up so lovely. Peachy, your guests today that, you know, we see them in the back there and you can say hi to them, still big them up. This wonderful couple.
So we had, we have the married couple. CJ and Jessica, and we did a relationship panel. Next week, we're going to do a part two to it, and I love it. We're going to get them their own podcast, so look out for that.
Hey!
And you know it's going to be, yeah.
Hopefully it be things in the works where I stay at, because where I stay at be lit. See them smiling,
We support everything black here.
Oh, man, can you believe? Is it necessary to support so black, or like, you know, are we just avoiding, you know, is there a subconscious thing now with black people now? We're just avoiding supporting anything that we think's not black.
I think we've been supporting each other, but now we're really supporting each other. Because before we would be like, oh, you're charging $60 for something I can get for $20. But now we're like, you know what? We're going to give you this $60 one time, just as once. But we're going to still support, so we know we feel good about ourselves. It is what it is.
Yo, I don't know. I don't mind supporting black at all. Anybody have anything to say?
We supporting black, but niggas still wearing Gucci and shit out here. You know,
For some people, they've adapted habits that are so hard to break. What can you do to
economics is not a habit. You know. Wearing your wealth is not a habit. It's just a bad idea.
Bring FUBU back. $30
shirt. Can I just say, Hannibal, if you are a historian like I know that you are, how many different localities in the world wear their wealth? Have worn it even in the past.
Look, how many
years.
Different ethnic
thousands
groups
thousands of years.
Well, wait. How many different ethnic groups make songs about killing each other? You know, there are things that
that's
we
a good
own.
Contrast.
That's things that we own. Okay.
It's a few white country songs, you know.
Yeah, but it's usually about somebody dying, not you know. It's not the same. It's
or sleeping with their cousin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Listen, we're gonna introduce the rest of the panel for the day before we get it popping, man. To the left of you, also the best of you, Peachy Sue's. Guess who's over there? Mosley. Follow him on the gram, everybody.
Big up.
I know you're talking about me. The best. Okay. I'm Milton Mose. What's up, everybody? I'm from Detroit. Just moved out here from LA. I'm on here. I guess I'm pretty militant. I hosted a platform with Lee Merritt last week. I'm not sure if you know who Lee Merritt is. He's a lawyer to Ahmaud Arbery's family, Breonna Taylor's family. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those and, I'm just out here. So I'm just here to comment and say some stuff that Siobhan thought my commentary is pretty interesting.
Most definitely. I think it's going to be a nice mashup, y'all. Take it like this. This is the platform for the unknown to get known. But just to let everybody know who else is sitting with us, he sat with me many times before as my co-host. His name is the Bad Boy Trainer. Salute.
Salute. Power to the people. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on the gram at Bad Boy Trainer. You can see me every Wednesday at my Skate Your Ass Off event in Prospect Heights. Secret location, double Dutch, four-wheeling. We're going to have a blast, man, every Wednesday.
You might confuse him for Mano, though. You look like Mano.
I heard, or The Rock. You know what
I'm saying? Jewel Santana, me too, I thought.
You know, I was trying to figure out who he, like, I swear to God, I was like, Jewel? He looks like somebody I know. It's Mano.
Mano, okay, wow. Mano.
Show the world your face. Go look at the camera so they know. Mano. This is big definitely Mano.
My baby mother told me that.
I'm done. Well, you know why she became your baby mother? Because, you know, sometimes we fuck people who look like celebrities.
As long as you make money off of it, why not?
Word. I'm sorry, world. All this is very entertaining for me, and I know it's going to be entertaining for you. That's why we do it up like this, man. Yo, today, the conversation, I wanted to talk mainly about the psyche, which is your mental space, and social media. Mm. And, you know, it's something we might not have to give 2 minutes to think about to give it those definitions like that. But basically, when you wake up in the morning, you roll over to your phone.
You don't even brush your teeth.
You probably don't even brush your teeth. And then we're in this phone and we're, you know, shout out to DJ Oso that's in his phone right now.
Big up.
You know what I'm saying? But But basically, it's like, I feel like the need to talk to my people about understanding what role social media has taken in your mental space. There's a lot of good things that can come from social media, and also a lot of negative things that we've seen all firsthand. There's nothing you're not exposed to on social media. People who are the furthest from your mind come up in your feed, become now a part of your thought process.
You watch their babies grow up. I see babies, like there's some babies I'm so attached to that I've never met in my life, mm-hmm. but I've watched them grow up from the belly till 7, 8. And then when you meet them, you're like, I love you. And they're like, I don't know you. I'm like, you don't know me, but I know you from your parents' social media page. Like, it's deep.
It's amazing.
But no, I want to shout out, Butter sent out some information about this, and the guy made some very interesting points. We should all know that our phones were designed by the same people that designed casinos, and they were consulted so that this is all meant to be an addiction. It's all meant so that you're sitting here looking for that next like and that next repeat. And the question is, are you spending time doing things that you absolutely have to do or that you simply feel compelled to do because you're an addict? And that's a real question.
And I want to add on to that. This started back when BET programmers was understanding how videos, music videos being so precise but mm-hmm. giving so much information mm-hmm. was affecting education when it came to standardized tests. Our kids didn't have the attention span.
A lot of people even went against the fact that an IQ was a real thing to have and rate in a number.
But they don't understand that IQs were developed to identify kids who needed additional support. It was never meant to say how intelligent you are, because intelligence is a result of training. There's a difference in between intelligence and what your innate ability is. Intelligence happens through hard work, through sitting down and saying, let me move beyond where my natural abilities end.
Does it really though? Because I feel like some people are naturally intelligent. And I only say that because there's some people who never, even when I was growing up, never opened a book in life, right? That's I was real. One of those kids. I cut, I smoked weed, I drank early. I did everything I was not supposed to do early. But when I finally did show up to class and it was time to take a test, naturally, it came natural to me. And when I actually did apply myself, I was able to really exceed.
I would argue you weren't challenged. You didn't have the teachers who recognized you as an individual and said, you may have a natural ability here, but I got to move you beyond your natural ability.
Then they got some kids that just used to eat lead off the wall and shit. So fucking keep the shit funky. Like, motherfuckers was doing shit that was uncommon before they had their babies. And then they made these dumb fucking babies.
I wouldn't say that.
Listen, I'm gonna just say that. I know why you wouldn't say that, but like, yo, if you as a person feel offended by somebody calling you dumb, then you need to look at yourself.
You know what I would say the problem is? I would say the problem is, because I'm one of the problem, is babies having babies. Mm-hmm. I think from generations earlier, it used to be husband, wife, baby by, let's say, 30 or whatever like that. Nowadays, it's baby by 20. Baby by 17, baby by 14. So now when you have grandmothers at the age of 40, your grandma at 40, what is that kid really learning? What are you really teaching that kid? I was your young mother.
But Peaches, my pushback is, when you say back in the days, you mean what, the 10 or 20 years of respite when we weren't being lynched or killed or when there wasn't systemic racism? In the end, we have never had an opportunity as a people to develop after slavery.
I mean, I wouldn't say develop, but I would say recoup.
Right. Yes.
All I can say, and then when we did have a chance to develop, like the Black Wall Street burned it down. We had our banks, we had our businesses, they burned
also,
it down.
Also, to add on to that, right, we've been having babies at a young age.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's not new.
But
back in the day, it was at least a two-parent household. Nowadays, there's no two-parent household. In the Black culture, let's be for real about it, to see a two-parent household is rare. And when you see it, you commend the fuck out of it because it's that rare.
I am the product of a two-parent household, by the way, and I still went to prison, still shot, niggas still got shot at. So it's so much more to it than a parent. It's the community. That's what we're missing. Back in the day, it took a village to raise a child. We have now become so individualized that's what's missing. It's not the dual-parent household, because even Chinese households and Jewish households are the victim of what we're going through, but it's not magnified. But it's the communities that are sound that produce quality citizens.
I not only do I support both of you, they're both right. They're both right, because if you look at the data, you can see in the 90s the decline in birth rates and in teen pregnancy, but that wasn't met with the appropriate filling of the gaps created by American slavery, so that now that you're not having babies, what is the culture they're adopting?
We also had the black family decline after desegregation.
There we go.
There are more black businesses, hotels. Yeah. Like, it was a whole bunch of black agents. I mean, white agents wouldn't pick you up because it was desegregation. It was Jim Crow. In Detroit, where I'm from, we had 15 black hotels before desegregation. Now we only have one black hotel
right. That's
owned half by some white people.
Talk about it.
Right.
I feel like Martin Luther King on a sidebar, I feel like he pretty much destroyed the momentum that us as a nation was building when he wanted to be implemented into them. Because when that happened, the historically black universities, they start to decline. All of these hotels we had start to decline because we wanted to be implemented in something that wasn't ours.
But why? But at the end of the day, but why? Exactly.
That was his movement.
Why is
his
whole not towards the end?
But why shouldn't we be? No, but why shouldn't we be?
Let me catch that. He said not towards the end. Where you start off is where you going to end, brother.
No. So how you said he evolved? He evolved.
But he died, and they knew that.
No, he didn't die. He was assassinated. And I want to be clear. Like, look at his last speech before they killed him.
You know why? Because he started to go to what I'm talking about.
But that's my whole point.
Wait.
As soon as you started making the connection to economics, it was time to go.
You guys, what I don't want is for us to talk over each other with this right now. And I know it gets very, very heated when we get into talks like this, because we don't really have the forums like that to be able to do it. You know, so I found it to be necessary to have these anger management series talks. So, like, one of the things that need to happen is we got to talk about, since y'all like the truth so much, you know, since y'all like to feel like nobody's watering your shit down like that.
Let me ask this, right?
Let me finish this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were...
No, Nick Cannon is the point of what I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And there is just, like, you know, the social media that is, to me, leading to what might be the beginning of his demise after being in the world of entertainment for so long, from a child star to adulthood, and saying what everybody already knows, but nobody likes to address the elephant in the fucking room.
Yeah, but it's not he is not that innocent within that. We as a people have to realize that when you start reminding Jewish
innocent,
people,
innocent, is he on trial for something?
No. When you start reminding Jewish people,
hold on, and that's what I'm getting
on their
at.
Platform.
And so I love that.
Right, on their platform,
love, they own.
That's right. I'm like, okay,
because I love that you said it first. Yeah. Innocent, like if he's to be proven guilty of
but
something.
But we are. I live in a world as it is. I'm guilty from birth.
The world, hun. That everybody understands is that we believe everyone to some extent is part of humanity, correct? But religion now, which doesn't equal any Jewish person's race from what I see, I'm getting there.
All religions are derived from ancient African
cultures. I'm not talking about.
And there's nothing that came out of Europe that was ever meant to help an African.
All right,
I want to
then.
Be clear about
so
that.
So if you be clear about that, what exactly in the world was wrong with what Nick Cannon was talking about in his conversation?
Because the impact of his statement made Jewish people reminded them about what happened in World War II and how they were scapegoated. And good or bad, right or wrong, we have to have a sensitivity, because there are people, I look at it like, there's certain people who can be our allies.
Okay.
If we approach them in such a way.
Who's the people that he's looking to have an ally with?
To me, look, I'm on the radio.
Can I say
right
now. Something?
Please do.
Can I say something? The problem with Nick Cannon was this. I don't even think it was the Jews that were so mad. It was the white supremacists that were mad that he called them savages.
Yeah.
And them using their white supremacy and their white power said, hey, Jewish people, look what else he said. But it was the white people, the white supremacists that he called savages and said black people were incapable of this, that said, no, you said something wrong. Now they're urging the Jews. Now the Jews have to make a choice. Are we going to stand with the blacks or are we going to stand with the whites?
Yeah, but
can I say something, man?
Wow.
I care for a second. I care for a second until he apologizes. I tell you, apologize. I care for a second, crazy. Man.
No, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, apologize. And I just don't care about that.
Because he's a man. He apologized as a man for hurting people's feelings.
He apologized. He went to get that white money. He had to go collect that white money. Right. And ultimately,
excuse me, that Jewish money. Saying, keep Jewish it saying money. What it is.
Look, money is money. Is money. Money is not Jewish.
I don't think about it no more. He apologized.
White is white.
They took the money anyway. They took the network shows anyway.
Anyway.
They did it anyway. They did. He should not have apologized. Yep. He should have just took thank the black guy and walked right. away crying.
So, no, let thank me say you. This. Let thank me say you. This. Thank he you. Did something bring that a lot. No, no. He did something that a lot of men are afraid to do.
Apologize.
And is apologized. This is what he said. Like, he never apologized for what he said.
For
listen to me. Listen to me. He never apologized for what he said. He apologized for his impact. Actions hurting yes. people. Yes. He never said, I yes. take back what I said. Yeah.
So he didn't think
he
that.
He stood by that.
He didn't think that telling them they were jealous of their melanin and jealous of their skin. Like, he didn't think at that time.
He never apologized for that. This is what he said.
He just became a recent activist and militant. I applaud him for it.
Let me say this. Let me say this.
I don't applaud for
him. Okay, don't applaud for him. He just became this way.
Hold on, guys.
I've been this way since second grade.
Wait.
When I knew Columbus and discovered America in second grade, I became an activist.
Let me say this. Let me just say this one thing.
4 years ago.
Someone, please let Peaches say this.
I've been wanting to get rid of Columbus statue.
You know Peaches got big balls just like y'all, all right? So y'all going to let me say this. At the end of the day, he never said, I'm going to take back what I said. What he did is says this. He gave you an apology. He didn't say, I'm sorry. When you say I'm sorry, you actually mean it. He said, I apologize if I offended you. He never said, hey, I didn't mean this, didn't say this. No, he said, no, motherfucker, I said what I said. He challenged people. He said, prove me the fuck wrong. If you're a rabbi, prove me wrong.
So before we go,
yes, he did. You better read what he wrote. You better read what he wrote. Yes, he did.
It's a link with the video on it. For those of y'all who want to know more about what we're talking about on my platform, I'm going to provide the links to the conversation.
Guys, let's let Oso, go ahead, Oso. Say what you want to say.
The position that Nick Cannon was in, I don't think he should have stooped down to that level. Because him stooping down to that level.
Stooping down to the level of what? Explaining his history to them? Explaining
all of that.
Okay.
Cost a lot of jobs.
You mean
it cost apologizing? A lot of jobs. No. I'm talking about
the
him
first
even bringing
thing.
It up.
Okay.
Him even bringing that up. It wasn't necessary for him to bring that up because a lot of woken people already know about this stuff.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? But it's all right. But during that, he cost a lot of people jobs. A lot of jobs was lost. You don't know how many people he was employing by even doing that show.
So let's do this, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
We're all very passionate about this. Oops, look at my fucking sponge is passionate. Came right off the fucking whatever. Also, let's get a little instrumental. We're going to come right back, okay, hon?
I smoke my own blood. You feel a mama ain't into me, then you own some. Stack out and throw some. Everybody lit, take a toast.
You read it from the start, did you know?
I keep reminiscing about the good times.
Good times.
I never thought you cheated on me one time.
One time.
I swear that love no limit.
Peachy.
Why you did me
Peachy.
Did not deserve this.
You're heartless.
Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love. F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love. F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love.
I wanted you forever, did you know? I thought we would get married, did you know?
I gave you the world that you wanted. I thought I was the one that you wanted. Now I hate I loved you. I don't care to touch you. This the damage love do. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love, F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love, F-U-C-K love. Now you got me singing F-U-C-K love.
tell me. You had it from the start, did you know?
I keep reminiscing about the good times.
I never thought you cheated on me one time. I swear that love don't leave me no more. Why you did me wrong for?
Let's get it. You know what it is. DJ Oso MP3. You're heartless. F-U-C-K love. F-U-C-K love. Young Cassius, what's good? The Sharks, what's good? Mojo, what up, my brother? Butters Basics. F-U-C-K love. Let's get it.
Butter, you ready? Got you.
Fuck me till the lights go on.
Let's get it. You know what it is.
We don't really care what the people say.
We don't give a fuck about you anyway.
Shout out to my brother, CEO Kasai. CEO Kasai, what's good? You know the vibes. Butter's Basics. Each and every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. Let's go. Know what you've been told. I don't know what you've been told. I don't know what you've been told. CEO Kasai, turn up. Till the lights come on. What's up? Shout out to my brother Mixie Payne. I played this last night. Crowd was loving it, CEO. Till the lights come on. Let's get it. Artist, send me that music. Artist, hit me in the DM. Let's get it.
No way. Shorty know I'm on it from night to the day. Let that be not me. 718. I'm from Brooklyn, so you know I'm straight. I'm from Brooklyn, so you know. Fuck me till the lights come on. I don't really care what you need this one. We don't really care what the people say. We don't give a fuck about y'all.
I like the dead era.
Fuck me till the lights come on. I don't really care what you need.
Let's go.
We don't really care what them people say.
We don't really care about y'all anyway.
Shawty know I'm on it from night till day. Let that be not me, 718. I'm from Brooklyn, so you know I'm straight. I'm from Brooklyn, so you know. Night till the morning, shawty know I'm keep the shit right. Love how I perform and possess.
Let's get it.
Do what I like, cause I do the shit right. And that pussy hit different when it's on site. We could do it all night, we could do it till the lights up. Fuck me till the lights come on. I don't really care what you need this one. We don't really care about
you anyway.
We don't give a fuck about y'all anyway.
Fuck me till the lights come on. Ready, butter?
We don't really care what the people say. We don't give a fuck about y'all anyway, no.
Broadcasting 24/7.
You know that is
24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 366 if it's a leap year. TGFradio.com. We never stop.
What's good, everybody? Happy Sunday Fun Day here at the Butters Basic Show. My name is, you know, I never even introduced myself, God damn it. This is unusual. But for the world that's watching, like I said before, I am internationally local here at DTF Radio, and my name is Butter, and that's with an E-R. And you can follow me on the gram at G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O. And that's 2 Z's so you don't sleep. 1120, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day.
Up on the junction side.
You can meet me on the junction and get your earrings snatched right out your blood.
On the gully side.
But you know, we're not going to be violent.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Were peace,
we only
peace.
Grew. We grew up in, you know, Flatbush was a different place.
Now we ready to get violent.
In a different time.
D-Seps, shout out to
you know,
D-Seps,
it's a lot of gangster type of things VIP. Used to go on for real. And I just wanted to interject one little thing before we go into the next portion of the convo is that Do people really expect their areas to just remain the same way that it was while they was growing up until this point? Like, you never thought gentrification was going to be something that was actually going to happen. You thought you was just going to be blackadocious all the way through your whole life and never have to interact with anybody else. Like, here at the Butters Basic Show, we promote positivity. We thank ancestors regularly. And another thing we don't do is promote hatred either.
Facts.
So, you know, this is not a conversation to offend anyone that's not melanated. Mm-hmm. The people that aren't melanated, I apologize to you for not understanding who you come from. That's your business. You understand? That's your business. And you need to understand one thing, if nothing else. This is the platform for the unknown to get known.
Can I say something when you said gentrification?
Sure, let me let you interrupt me and let you say what you had to say.
No, I just want to say one thing. I think that there should be gentrification, but black gentrification.
Don't yell and do not talk over each other.
When I say black gentrification, I mean this, right? If I live in the hood, right, and all of us are probably, you know, people of low level income, I would rather see more black people of money, of wealth, come into my hood. That's what I mean when I say black gentrification, rather than having white people. Because once you bring white people in the hood, now, if my rent is $800, right? Now, this white person moves in and they're willing to give $1,300. Guess what? Everybody's rent is now going up to $13, $14, $15, $16. Right? Now we're wiping out all the black people. Mm. But if we have black gentrification where you come in, my rent was $800, maybe you offer $1,000, maybe now it only goes up to $1,000, we're still keeping it within. We're still keeping our hoods the same.
I'll go a step further than that because I don't think it's just about rent. I think it's about taxes.
I was about to say something about that.
And we got to keep it 100%. When your property value increases, for whatever reason that they manipulate the market with, your taxes now also go up. So if you cannot afford to pay tax, you can afford a mortgage. We can get drug money all day long and pay for a fucking mortgage. Not to say that that's how we doing it. But by the time your taxes are due, and I'll keep it
Sister,
two.
You have to let me go on that.
Yeah. Go ahead, honey.
If you don't mind. I'm from Detroit. I never expected Detroit, not part where I live at, to be white at all. I grew up where five crack prostitutes, grew up with pimps, fur coats, prostitutes on each corner.
Not that we don't like fur coats.
Yeah, but like real, like hardcore, you know, whatever. And the taxes in the suburbs where my mom came and got moved to the suburbs, I learned that taxes in the suburbs are $3,000. Taxes in Detroit was $6,000. And they kept raising it. So, of course, the black
people. That's a nice way to push you out.
It's a nice way of genocide, is what I say. Back in the days, they would just kill all the poor people. Now they raise the taxes. $6,000, 85% Detroit. You know they can't pay their taxes. Now my dad lives in a neighborhood where we're the only black family in the neighborhood now. White people are over here leaving notes on our door. They trying to get, and we just now getting parking tickets on the streets.
What do they say? Curb your dog.
Well, they want to say, can we look inside your house? Can we see? And we're like, hell no.
You know what that is,
Can we see?
You know what that is?
Talk about it.
That is no difference than the Northerners and the Southerners continuing. What I mean by that is in the South, they killed us, lynched us.
Yeah.
Right? In the North, they said, hold up. We ain't got to do that. We're going to make an NFL. We're going to make an NBA. You see what I'm saying?
Make you niggas work.
Yeah. So it's still going on. That was a great point that you made. So the people up north, they going to play with us with taxes and gentrifications. Mm-hmm. The people in the south, they going to be with the white cloaks and the black cloaks, lynching us, putting us in jail for an astronomical amount of time. So the game is not changing, right? As we look through society and we look through history, we have to figure out how do we change it. We know all the problems. I want to talk about today how all of this stuff relates to how we're going to change things.
I want to build on what you just said.
That's a good question.
Being very specific and saying taxes only matter if you own property. If you rent, taxes don't matter.
Exactly.
And so one I can tell you, one of the side effects of gentrification that the man didn't realize is that when you have white people living next to black people, and there's also in the Black Lives Rally matter, all of a sudden you got white people with police putting their hands on them and turning around and saying, wait a second, I didn't buy into all this. So to me, I'm sitting here saying, let's think this through, people, because we should own, but we got to recognize our allies. Because I'm telling you this much, they kept looking at all those rallies on TV saying, there are more white people than black people at the Black Lives Rally matter. Yeah, all of a sudden, you can't play the game that you did before. You can't turn the dogs loose. Don't you can't turn those water hoses on.
And so you know what?
But they started to, though.
Oh, yeah. White people, they catch us a little bit of hell.
A little bit.
And people might knock Trump like they might knock Bush, like they might knock Obama, but it's Trump that's leveling this playing field.
Absolutely. Mm.
It's Trump that in 2020 made a blind man see.
Yes.
Mm. It's clear vision. So if you're not seeing what's going on now, you are dumb, deaf, and blind.
Yep.
And quite frankly, you need to be controlled or decimated because you're taking our resources.
So now, speaking of the people that may happen to be dumb, deaf, and blind, I definitely wanted to, you know, touch on our brother Kanye West.
My uncle.
And I'm going to say this because he's loved and he's hated at the same time by many. Mm. I want to keep this conversation about Kanye short because it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Right.
So now Dave Chappelle visited him, which I love, because mental issues in the black community is not unheard of. It's just undiscovered by many who suffer. Mm. Kanye, yo, I wish him the best, man. And if he can actually become to the highest heights of what he chooses to be, I will hope that he go for it. And if he get it, he get it. But at the same time, if you need help from your brothers and your sisters, yo, ask for it. Just ask for it. Just ask for it. So, what did he need? What did he need?
What did he need also?
Okay, listen, you got to understand the games people play with social media. Kanye knew speaking out saying he's going to run for president would divide the vote.
I love this dude.
It will divide the vote. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people really want to vote for Biden, which I don't think they should. Trump is our best chance.
Now watch your mouth.
Listen to the man. It's like taking the devil. But you want to take the best pick.
You want the best devil you can get.
The best devil you can get is Trump. He's actually working for us in certain ways.
Yeah, he's working for us to bring back slavery. Yeah. He's working for us.
Can I interject?
That brother brought back the death penalty.
You know what? You know what?
Can I interject?
Listen, here's the thing, guys.
I'll take George Bush.
Wait, 1 minute. This is going to be quick, right?
Hold up. Go ahead, bad boy. Go ahead.
For all of the people that are against Trump, or for Trump, please come with some information. Please come with some facts.
Yes, because Ben Carson.
Because a lot of people are emotionally attached that's another distraction, like Nick Cannon, entanglements.
Go ahead, Peach. Let me say
let
me say two things. First of all, just because me and Butter are women don't mean you're going to keep over-talking us. Y'all going to let us speak. You're going to let us have... I'm not even just talking to you. I'm talking to all the men that's here now. Because every time I try to say something, y'all raise your voice. I can raise my voice too. Now, what I'm trying to say
is
that when it comes to Kanye and Trump and all this and all of that and dividing the vote and all of that, what I said, and I'll stand by it, Kanye is not going through a breakdown. He's going through a breakthrough. Okay? Exactly. So what he's doing is that he's sitting here and he's having these thoughts in his head that are actually thoughts that are not, they're actually borderline genius thoughts. But we don't want to open up our mind and see that because we rather get on social media, and if social media tells us we got to cancel this person today, that's what we got to do. We don't want to think outside of the box and say, hey, what is the message that's really coming through?
So guys,
what is he really trying to say?
So Peachy, can I say something?
I
just want to do one thing before my time runs out, guys, which I've been wanting to do the whole time.
We need a little history here.
You know, there's something called brainwashing, and there was a little something I found on it that I wanted to share with y'all. I might not be at the exact part that I wanted to, but I'll make sure I get it right. Here we go.
Everyone's right, but a lot of us are.
A popular artificial sweetener derives from the excrement of a genetically modified organism. The same concept is true for soy, canola oil, and other staples of convenient but potentially harmful processed foods. One long-term study found that rats who were fed genetically modified corn developed far more mammary tumors and died earlier, and in greater numbers than those on non-GMO diets. In addition to the increase in diseases like cancer, there is a continued dulling of our physical and mental functioning, leading to lifestyle epidemics like diabetes, Alzheimer's, and depression.
It's time to wake up to the lies we're being fed.
The World Health Organization predicts that the number of people suffering from Alzheimer's will triple in the next few decades. Perhaps it feels like your mind and the minds of your children are being dulled by Big Pharma and the industrial food complex supported by Western medicine. Could this be one of the biggest immediate threats to your personal freedom? Speaking of Western medicine,
a University of Toronto study on hospital deaths in the U.S. revealed that prescription drugs actually kill more people each year than traffic accidents. Can we afford to sit back and allow our bodies and our food supply to be poisoned and destroyed?
Did you know that the primary law for ensuring the safety of chemicals in the U.S., the Toxic Substances Control Act, TSCA, was passed in 1976, never to be updated? This law is so weak that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot require testing on 98% of the 80,000 chemicals that have arrived on the market since it was...
So one of the reasons why I wanted to share that information in particular with y'all, you might have been like, is this the Butter's Basic show? Like, you know, the title of what I found doing some research was, how do you brainwash 313 million people, which would be the population here in the United States? And one of the ways that they do it is through your media and your food. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you got a little something from what we talked about today regarding social media and the psyche. But, you know, Bad Boy, I wanted to have you here just to close out to talk about the skating situation that you got going on Wednesdays. Because at least if the food is going to be GMO and hormoned out and not, you know, making us feel good as a people, what can we still do as a people to unite and get some harmony in our bodies so we can live a longer life?
It's funny you said that. So, you know, to us, it's more than skating every Wednesday. It's about IMP, and IMP stands for Increasing Neighborhood Peace. So as we talk, we notice that we have a lot of battles that we have to fight as a nation, as people. But what are we going to do as we're fighting these battles? I want to deter senseless gun violence. I don't have the power and the resources to stop it, but I know that I can deter it in areas that I live at and the areas that I work at. So that's what we're doing on Wednesdays. We skating, we bringing back that Empire Skate Key feeling. It's nice. Gonna be some nice soulful music. Yeah, you're not gonna hear a lot of baka baka baka. You're gonna hear music that make you feel good. We also got Double Dutch that's been added in by the older lady. So you're gonna be able to come see uncles, aunts, cousins, and family and friends have fun in the community in the summer. And that's what we're gonna be doing, increasing neighborhood peace.
And I absolutely love that. I would love anybody on the panel to that has something going on that's fruitious for our community to share what they've got going on. And, you know, we're going to move forward in positivity in this corona season. Give up also where you're you can be found.
We can address anything that
Trump thing. Mad.
Not mad. I could say the clear difference between Trump and even though I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden, the biggest thing is voting in like local elections and stuff like that, so we control the Democratic Party. There's a Trump. When the white, this is to you, Bad Boy, and to the DJ. Mm-hmm. When they had white people with guns who are protesting mm-hmm. for wearing masks at all the capitals in Detroit, they were had armed guns. He said, there are good people. Yeah. Give these good people a chance. Why won't you listen to these good people? And I don't know if you know that DJ, I don't know if you know that Bad Boy. When black people with no guns, peaceful protesters, he called them thugs, he called them rioters and looters. And
the so black people.
And yes, the black people and the white people were with them too, but we didn't have any guns. And so it's a big difference, and that's what I want to say about that. And the last thing, Kanye West. What I'm mad about Kanye West is, and that's not the first time Trump did that. I could give you several examples if y'all want to talk after this of how Trump called y'all thugs
and called okay. Kanye West.
But Kanye West, he respected our black women. And it's weird to sit here a black woman defend someone who let somebody defend someone who went to the South, got 300 black people, took them out with a gun. She would kill you if you wanted to run back. And not only that, during the Civil War, she led black cavalries against white cavalries with no black men died at all for their freedom. And so they say you took them back from working from the South or just to be other white slaves or to be slaves. He said slavery was no choice. So is it a choice or is it not a choice? They go to the North to be a slave, or were they a slave in the South? I don't know.
But I'm tired of them discrediting
our black women, though. And that's just perpetuated. And it's sad to see a black woman. And I love you, sister, but it's sad to see any black woman defend any black man purposely go against a black woman after the Django.
So, all right, your minute is up. Let me just say,
oh my God,
I support Kanye because I understand what he's saying. I think the problem is he doesn't articulate himself well. So I think you're going off the face of it. But when you logically think about what he's saying, you will understand. So that is what I'm going to say on that. As far as deterring gun violence and stuff like that, I'm with that. There is a program called Pen Pals, where you can write to old people in senior citizen homes. You need something to do? Write to these old people. A lot of them are black people, have no family. Write to them. I'll put the information up.
What you think
up.
The gangster's gonna write about?
Yo, what up, ma? How your life doing, boo? You know what I'm saying? Let me just say something. Black men love their grandmas. A lot of these grandmothers don't got their grandsons.
Excuse
you
me.
Could be their grandson.
Hannibal, please go ahead and
the ideas about voting.
I turned
voting.
Down the wrong mic.
No problem. I want to build on this idea about voting. I am an active member of the Ebenezer Baptist Church. My pastor, Raphael G. Warnock, in Georgia, is running for Senate. Y'all need to stop talking about Trump, because if you're talking about Trump, you're playing checkers. All right, I'm playing chess. All right, because that's essentially what we're talking about. If we want to sit here and see the Senate taken by Democrats, and I'm not adhering to Democrats. They to me are just the fox that Malcolm warned us about. But we can hold them accountable. You cannot negotiate with a wolf. A wolf is sitting there waiting to kill you. And Trump is a wolf. He is a wounded narcissist who was never accepted by rich white people. And in the end of the day, all he does is act out based upon that. And if you think he's got your interests at heart, all I can tell you is I got a bridge. I got two bridges to sell you here in Brooklyn. But at the end of the day, if you have family that are in Georgia, please reach out to me, because I can instruct you on how to vote by absentee ballot.
Where can they find you?
DJ Hannibal 06 on Instagram. DJ Hannibal 06.
So guys, now that I'm closing the whole show out and everybody said so much, I just want everybody to know that this show, Bud is Basics, we are the platform for the unknown to get known. And all the people that sat here today and previously, everyone has their own mind, their own opinions on things that go on here in the world. And all we are is the platform for the unknown to get known. So discover some things about yourself and the people that we sat with. Please believe it. Every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m., you can follow me, Butter, at Gazebo, G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O. And that's 2Z, so you don't sleep, 1120, because I'm a Brooklyn girl. All day, every day. Peace.
Talk to me nicely. When I pull up, I'm staying, I'm talking spicy. Ruga Vinci is staying around, this shit pricey. I get a hood motivation, cause this shit pricey. Cause this shit pricey. Whoa, most of my niggas on fat time. Deep in